So, as we sometimes do when we introduce this particular slot, there are three kinds of bechoros. There's two kinds of bechoros that come from animals, and there is bechor adam. We've spoken at length so far about the two kinds of bechoros that are bechoros of animals. We spoke the last 2 weeks about bechor behema tahora, child of the firstborn of a tahor animal. That bechor is kadosh. That bechor is offered on the mizbeach. You are makriv it as a karban, assuming it's not a balmum. That bechor we saw is kadosh meirechem. And the Gemara tells us that we also are mosif. On top of that, we're also makdish it, at least according to one day in the Gemara, which the Rambam assumes. And we spoke last week about what I'm doing there. But that bechor, you're not being poda it. You're taking the firstborn. You're giving it to Kohen, we're makriv it on mizbeach, etc. We saw before that when it comes to Bechor, Behema Temeya, an impure animal, so Chazal Darsh the Gemara and Bechoros, I believe in Dav Hei, that when it comes Dafka to a Peter Chamor, the firstborn of a Chamor, that animal also, at least according to some day as the Gemara and Bechoros, also has a form of Kedusha. However, that you are able to redeem. Pidyon Peter Chamor, that you redeem. Once you redeem it, at least according to some days in Chazal, Michas Chinuch at length speaks about this, the Chamor then loses its unique status of Kedusha, and it becomes something regular. There I'm giving something to the Kohen to redeem my Peter Chamor. What we're going to speak about tonight is one of the more famous sugyas in Meseches Bechoros, and that is the sugya of Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen, we're talking about Bechor Ada. Now we're talking about, I think it's the last Thursday night that we are together, that we'll see if we can get another shir in next week, just because. So, exactly. Yeah, something I'll be here by myself. But no, we'll hang out. You're student Beit Shemesh next week. Once we owe you at least that. So we will. So Bechor Adam, the firstborn of a the firstborn child, we have a din of Pidyon HaBen. We have a din of Pidyon HaBen that you have to give Chamisha Slayim to a Kohen. And that's something which many of us are familiar with. There are a lot of questions about Pidyon HaBen that we are not going to be talking about tonight, and let me reference some of them fairly quickly. We're not going to be speaking about exactly which kinds of firstborns require Pidyon HaBen. We're not going to speak that much about it, although it even does connect to it. The child of a Kohen or the child of a Levi has no Pidyon HaBen. We're not going to speak about how the child, I mean, I guess we are talking about it right now a little bit. We are not going to speak at length about how children of C-sections, how there's no din of Ayotze Dofen, there's no din of Pidyon HaBen. We're not going to speak about, again, some other kinds of questions of when you're chayven of Pidyon HaBen. We're also not going to talk about how you calculate the money that's supposed to be given over. We're not going to speak about Shava Kesef that we were Yotze in previously. We're not even really going to speak about Matana Masa Hachzer that much, although it actually is in the first paragraph of Kiddushin, and it really is relevant to tonight's question, which we are going to focus on, and I'm really just have aspirations for getting up for that in Shir, so I guess we'll talk about it then. We are also not going to speak about the Sugya Daf Chavtes in Mesechas Kiddushin, which is the relationship between the father's Chiyav and the son's Chiyav. The father has a Chiyav to be Poda, his son. If the father's not Poda, what exactly the status is? What takes precedence to the father also never had the Pidyon HaBen. We have a lot of different questions that are all there. We're really not going to speak about them so much tonight. I do want to tonight speak about what is the more famous and more well-known question about Pidyon HaBen. I want to frame the question. I want to raise the question. It's in a lot of Rishonim and Achronim. And it's one that I think we're able to appreciate more when you view it dafka in the context of Bechoros. When you learn just Meseches Kiddushin Daf Chav Tes, so you see it as a standalone kind of a topic, I think that we will be able to view it dafka in the context of Bechoros, and hopefully then it can be all the more meaningful. The major sort of chakira which emerged about Pidyon HaBen is one that, again, you have in a lot of Achronim. The Gra and the Bir HaGra is pretty explicit about this, but Shimon and Shari Yosher has an important piece about this. A lot of nafkaminas that emerged from in the Ramah. It's a classic Achronisha kind of a question. That's the following. When you pay the Kohen that money, so I have a chiyav, if I have a firstborn son who's chayv and Pidyon HaBen, I have a chiyav to give a Kohen that money. What exactly is the nature of that chiyav? The first mahalach is to argue as follows. Essentially all it is a monetary chiyav. It's a chiyav mamon that I essentially to chov ba'alma, that when you have a firstborn son, you owe the Kohen a certain amount of money. You owe the Kohen a certain amount of money. What that side essentially argues is as follows. When you have a kid, until you do Pidyon HaBen, the kid is a regular kid. There's no Kedusha that's found in your child that I have to really come along and be Poda. That's a Gemara in Bechoros and Daf Tes. That your child is not Aser Behana'a. You're allowed to use your kid and you're allowed to play with your kid and you can, I guess, work your child if you're looking for avoda purposes. Until he reaches that month, although I have questions about your parenting. But you are allowed to, you're totally allowed to do that. And essentially then, so why am I giving the money? Unlike Bechor, Behema, Tehora, where it's really Kadosh, and I'm going to Makiv and Mizbeach, that's one thing. Unlike Bechor, Behema, Temeya, where I'm going to be Poda it, but there we saw it's possible that when I'm Poda it, I'm really removing Kedusha from the Petr Chamor. That's not true in Pidyon HaBen. Your kid is a regular kid. You can do whatever you want. So what am I giving the money for? It doesn't seem to really be doing anything. When I'm Poda Hektish, I'm removing Kedusha, but here there is no Kedusha. That's what the Gemara is pretty clear with there in Bechoro. So what am I doing? I owe him a certain amount of money. He hasn't really owned the kid beforehand. He hasn't really have Kedusha. I owe him five shlaim. That's why the Chumas Hadeshin writes there in source number 6 that you're not allowed to decide to give your kid to the Kohen instead of the money. I mean, hopefully we don't have that's like we weren't like thinking about that in practical terms. But I mean, if you were, we should have a conversation afterwards, and I could then recommend people more qualified to have the conversation with you. But but the Chumas Hadeshin points out that lechora, what you really sort of see here is that you can't give the kid to the Kohen because the kid is not owed to the Kohen. The kid has no real kedusha here. He's cool and gemurah. All I have is more of a monetary chiyuv. That's mahalach number one.
You can't give the petach chamor to the Kohen either.
Great. I hear. The again, it may be for different reasons. However, there is another mahalach. This other mahalach is another mahalach which is there, and there are many different ways of formulating it in Rishonim and Achronim, in particular. But let me try to say it out, and then we'll talk about different ways exactly of related to it. One way of saying it like this, first step. It is not a regular monetary chiyuv mammon. It's not like you owe the guy $5, so I give him my $5. It is not a regular chiyuv mammon. It is something beyond that. It is something more than that. Step one, what it is, it's more of a mitzvah. It's not regular dini mamonos, but it does have more of a mitzvah component. What's nafkamina if it's more mamonos or more mitzvah based? So one kind of a nafkamina is what's the dimi safik. In mamonos, we din safik, you say, amot mechavel olav haraya, you don't have to do anything. And in mitzvot, we sometimes say, safik d'oraisa l'chumra. That's at least what I would think theoretically, although it may not be so clear. But it's more of a mitzvah. Okay, we'll see, you can't really say that in a little bit, but that's what you would say. Maybe beyond just being a mitzvah, maybe there really is some kedusha in that firstborn child. Maybe there really is some kedusha. And part of what I'm doing when I'm poda him is removing some of that kedusha. If that's true, so Pidyon HaBen should not really be viewed as being so different from the other kinds of bechoros. Bechor Behema Tahor has kedusha, Bechor Behema Temeya from Rishon has kedusha. Maybe so too Bechor Adam has kedusha. Maybe it really does have a degree of Kedusha, and when I'm giving and I'm paying off, I'm not just being Yotzei Chiyuv Mamon, maybe I'm really being Mekayim some sort of mitzvah, and I'm even being Mafki a degree of Kedusha. In order to say that though, especially if you take the more ambitious way of saying it, not just it's a mitzvah, but I'm actually removing some Kedusha, so I have to argue that the kid actually does have some Kedusha for me to be able to remove it. So there are three Mekoros out there. Two are more famous than, I guess, there's really four ways of saying it, how exactly you're removing some Kedusha. The Sfarno, in his Peirush al HaTorah, the Sfarno suggests that, because the Torah really imparts this bow, it says, Kadesh li kol bechor. It sounds there, Rambam passes like this, that all bechoros have a Kedusha. Even bechorim, it says the Sfarno, taka true. And he writes, also, Pidyon Nasr, who are erech ha-mefuris le-ben chodesh, bihios az, Zman Pidyono. It sounds in the Sfarno that if not for Pidyon HaBen, hayu asurim lasos kol meleches chol. The kid really does have an iser, that bechor has an iser until you're podet. Now the problem is, as the Achronim point out, it is explicit, it is against an explicit Gemara and Bechoros, that isn't true. That a kid does have, that a kid is really mutter behana until that point in time. But what's interesting, so some suggest that for the Sfarno, as far as writing that in Parshas Bo, maybe that's before we have a complete removal of Kedusha, at that stage in Jewish history, like the first week. Could be that Bechor still did have Kedusha, but could be La'achar Chet Ha'egel and the like. Could be that Sfarno may be somewhat less true, I think some suggest. The Aruch HaShulchan has a famous piece. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that based on a diak in the Bracha, he writes, it sounds like maybe there really is Kedusha there. There really is Kedusha there. The problem with suggesting that there really is Kedusha there is we don't really have dinim of Kedusha. We don't really have dinim of things you're not allowed to do to the firstborn kid. So there's two ways of saying it. Some Achronim suggest, I think Reb Shimon has this, but some other Achronim also, they suggest the following. Really, there's no real halachic nafkamina between Bechor until he has Pidyon HaBen. Nevertheless, we see from the fact that Torah told us Kadesh Likol Bechor, we see from the fact that we have to be Podet, that there must be at least Kedusha le'inyan, the fact that it requires Pidyon. So it's not going to have any actual practical nafkamina, but there must be something there, albeit somewhat latent, that is there that I have to try to be Podet. It really does have a bit of Kedusha. Now we know, if we're just again, this is where the Bechoros piece comes in. At first glance, that idea seems to be very, very odd. That it's going to have this unique kind of a Kedusha that has no nafkaminas in Halacha and is just really there in order to, you know, for you to be Podet. But the more that we've seen about Peter Chamor and a little bit about Bechor, we do know that Bechor may have a unique kind of Kedusha different than other areas of Halacha. That's something which we have seen. It may not be regular Kedusha Guf or Kedusha Dam, it may be what some refer to as Kedushas Bechor, like we saw based on the Rush. And the more that other Bechors have this unique kind of Kedusha that plays by its own rules, the more this idea also makes sense. It's a unique kind of Kedusha. Doesn't really have nafkamina so much, but you do have to, in whatever way you're able to, you do have to do your best to be able to be poded on some level. Others point out a bit of a different shot. Again, sometimes this end of things gets less focused on when you're learning the Pidyon HaBen part, but I think for us, at least for me, it's more intriguing now that we know a bit about it. The Sefer Ezu Mekoman is like a great Sefer on Bechoros and a bunch of Masechtas. He's really awesome. He's really awesome. So he points out that Rabbeinu Gershom in a bunch of places, Ezu Mekoman, that Rabbeinu Gershom in a bunch of places does maybe imply that a Bechor Adam even does have Kedusha. And whenever the Gemara says he's more like Chulin, so Rabbeinu Gershom seems to downplay that. It's chulin le'inyan, like maisa yadaya, that like, really you shouldn't maybe use it, but if you do, you're mutter to derive benefit from the products of that bechor. But it sounds like maybe there is some kedusha that's there. Let's just chaz what we did so far. We tried to point out as follows. In general, achronim are chokere question. When it comes to Pidyon HaBen, what am I really doing? Is it just a monetary chiyuv? Because the kid is who the kid is. I'm not really adding that much at all. The kid is totally there. All I'm doing, I have a monetary chiyuv to a kohen. Alternatively, it is possible that it is much more of a mitzvah. And maybe, if you want to really dig a little bit, I want to explore this possibility because it's relevant to what we saw a little bit. Maybe the kid really does have kedusha. So assumes the Sfarno, so assumes the Aruch HaShulchan. But if that's true, doesn't the Gemara say that there's no real nafkamina? So number one, maybe you could read the Gemara that there is a bit of a nafkamina. And number two, as we know Gershom, number two, maybe it does have Kedusha. We don't know any nafkaminas other than the fact that it demands that we are poded. That's Arkan. I want to try to speak about a couple of different nafkaminas in order for us to be able to appreciate the question a little bit, and then we'll see some deepening. Let's go with a bunch of nafkaminas, and we'll see what we have from there. The Ramah quotes a tshuva of the Rivash. The Ramah quotes a tshuva of the Rivash. It is here on the sheet in source number 16 that you're not allowed to do Pidyon HaBen al yidei shliach. You're not allowed to do pinyan ben al yedei shliach. The Gra, the Shach, the Taz, or Don, as to why exactly that would be, the Gra rejects it entirely. The Gra says, pinyan ben is like a monetary chiyuv. Pinyan ben is like a regular chov. And a regular chov, if I owe Alex $100, I can give it to myself, or I can ask Zev to give him $100. There's no reason why you can't pay off a debt al yedei shliach. So the Gra says, it's a davar pashut. It's like a chov. That's why shlichas for sure works. I can have someone else pay it off. If it's a mitzvah, though, now it happens to be it's a little bit tricky. Even if it's a mitzvah, you still got to do some work to explain why exactly shlichas would not apply here. It still is a little bit tricky. It's really not so clear. Rabbi Yaakov Danishevsky wrote something about this for why he was chai gasmicha. He tried to make a suggestion. Based, Arish Jones, his brother-in-law, I guess. If that's, yes, tried to make a suggestion based on the commentary of Lachana. Not so clear why, but the Gra is very clear. If it's a chov, there's absolutely nothing to talk about as far as why you wouldn't be able to be poed to it. If you are, if there's more there, so then you know, if it's a mitzvah, at least you can maybe start mentioning svaras for why shlichos wouldn't work. One, number two, I believe the Bahag holds that when you're poed to your kid, you should really be mosif a chomesh. You shouldn't just give chamish to slam. You should really be mosif a chomesh. The Ramban writes in Hilchos Bechoros, absolutely not. Not true at all. You give just five slayim. If it's a regular chov, so for sure chamish slam makes a lot of sense. You would never even entertain the possibility of giving more. If you understand, though, it's a mitzvah, slash, you understand it's really like a pidyon of removing kedusha, so just like in Hektish, when you're in Podeh, you often are going to be mosif a chomesh, so mosif a fifth. So to here, maybe I should be mosif a fifth. Another nafkamina. Maybe this is less of a nafkamina, but we'll just mention it as a comes up in terms of what part of it is the main. What part of it's the main part? We spoke about this a lot when it came to trumos, when life was, you know, all good, looking forward to a long but exciting chorefsman. So we spoke a little bit about the relationship between Hafrasha and Nesina. With a lot of the Matnos Kahuna, a lot of things you can do Kohen, so there's two steps. Number one, I separate it. Number two, I then come along and I give it to a Kohen. I give it to a Kohen. Which part is considered to be the main part? So if you look in Rishonim, so you see slightly different things. If you look in the Rambam and say for mitzvahs asay pei, the Rambam writes, HaMitzvah shmonim hi shetivanu liftos b'chor adam v'shenasen hadamim haheim l'kohen. The Rambam emphasizes dafka the nesina, if the liftos, and the nesina to the Kohen plays a major role. If you look at the Tshuvas HaRaspa though, and Aleph Yeches, a very famous Tshuvas HaRaspa which we've quoted in the past this year in this slot, the Raspa's question was, how come there are some mitzvahs that you recite a bracha before, and there are some mitzvahs that you don't recite a bracha before? So the Raspa writes as follows, Aval pidyon haben v'yalafrash eschala umaisos mivarech. You make a bracha on pidyon haben. Why? V'mnei she'enu mivarech al hanesina ela al hafrasha. You make the bracha on the hafrasha. Sounds like the hafrasha itself is really where the mitzvah itself is actually at. If you look in the Koteres Tilchos Bikurim, you'll find the Rambam there mentions both. It sounds like, again, a little bit of Padiya and the Nesina to a Kohen. What exactly is the real mitzvah? The more of the Hafrash, the more of the Nesina, or some combination? So Lichora, you would suggest as follows, as far as the Nafkamina goes. It's not the tightest Nafkamina, but it does work more or less. Let's start like this. If you play up the Hafrasha, it's very hard to argue it's really a chov. If the mitzvah is really paying back the Kohen, I would think that I want to emphasize the Nesina to the Kohen. Because so long until he gets it, it really, I haven't paid back that loan. If, however, I play up the Nesina, so here I can probably go both ways. Could be it's Nesina, it's really about paying back the chov, and that's why I have to give it to him. Or if it really is about a mitzvah, and especially if it's a mitzvah, so I don't know what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah more hafrasha or more nesina. If it's a mitzvah about being mafkia kedusha, so then you could probably also be done a little bit. At what stage exactly am I removing the kedusha? Is the hafrasha alone, is that good enough? Or maybe more likely, I would require some nesina. I'll add one thing in. How are we doing so far on this? It's 1 to 5. 1, 2, and 3. I'll add in one just quick ha'ara. The Ma'arid al-Ghazi there in Bechoros, in Parak Ches, verse number 12, Ma'arid al-Ghazi points out as follows. Even if you hold that the mitzvah's hafrasha, it could still be about paying back to the Kohen. How? I haven't yet given to the Kohen. So we spoke about this idea in the past when it comes to Manas Kahuna, that it's more of a mamon hashevek kind of an idea. Could be that once you're mafresh, it already belongs to Kohanim. Could be that once you're mafresh, it already belongs to the Kohanim. And therefore, even though I haven't given it yet to an individual Kohen, since once I'm mafresh, it belongs to Shevet Kahuna as a whole, maybe you could argue I've already been yotze to paying back of my chob. Let me chazer what we have done thus far, so we have time, hopefully, for one more just additional ha'amaka here. We've tried to point out as follows. There are different kinds of bechoros, and we're trying to figure out, Pitin HaBen, Bechor Adam, how does he compare to other kinds of bechoros? And we saw this one main question, which is, when you're podeh, am I podeh in terms of just paying back a loan? Pidyon is not the best word in the world because I'm not really redeeming. I have a monetary chiyuv to a kohen. Or is there really some sort of a mitzvah? And the mitzvah is to, maybe one way of saying it, to really remove some kedusha. That's based on the question, does the bechor kid, does he have kedusha to remove? If he has no kedusha, I can't remove anything. It's more of a monetary chiyuv. And we mentioned some nafkaminas. If it's a chov, just paying back a loan, so for sure you could do it ayde shliach. Pashtus, the mitzvah is fulfilled when you actually pay the kohen. Pashtus. Let's leave it at that. If it's more of a mafkiyah kedusha, so maybe I'm going to even add a chomesh when I pay it back. Maybe there's a reason maybe why ayde shliach wouldn't be as simple. Some questions like that. I want to just give a little bit of a deepening. Reb Shimon in Shari Yosher in Hey Chaf Hey, Reb Shimon has a bit of a well-known idea. He suggests as follows. Someone online had an article about it where they quoted these two sections of the Shari Yosher, which are the most important sections. I couldn't find it in Bar Ilan. It may be there, and I'm just not that good. I think in the past I once found it in Bar Ilan, so I don't know. And I was not going to spend that much time today typing it all up, not because I'm not machshav this slot, I'm machshav it a lot, mostly because I'm not machshav typing up the Shari Yosher for this slot as much, and I hope that that's okay, and I have one by my makom, and you can feel free to look at it there, and I think it's one of Hebrew books also, so you could just download it and you'll be okay. He offers the following suggestion. He thinks that really both of these ideas are true. It is both a monetary chov and a mitzvah. He doesn't talk about the hafkas kedusha the same way, although everybody does. It's more of a regular chov plus a bit of a mitzvah slash pidyon of kedusha. Okay, both ideas are true. If both ideas are true, so first of all, you may be able to explain if you look in summary Shonim we're going to speak about both the hafrasha and the nesina playing a critical role. It may make a bit more sense. But part of the question you'd ask if you're Shimon and Shari Yosher is even if both of these ideas are true, what is the interaction between these two ideas? Between it being a monetary chiyuv and it being a mitzvah. One way of viewing it is that these are really two separate components. There's one component which is more of a chov, one which is more of a mitzvah. Each one exists independently, and you have to assess every issue. So you can have people sometimes who could be yotzei the chiyuv, but not yotzei the mitzvah, or vice versa. Theoretically, it's possible. Shimon, however, thinks, not so fast. Even though I think it's both a monetary chov and a mitzvah, I don't think they exist that separately. I really do believe, says Reb Shimon, that the two are interconnected. He points it out because Chazal seemed to understand, the Rush points out, let's say you have a suffix in regards to Bechoros. Am I going to paskin Lekula or Lechumra? If it's a monetary issue, we're going to paskin Lekula. Hamotze Michavera Olav Haraya. If we're not sure if I owe, let's use Liam because he's still our Kohen. If I have Liam here, we're not sure, do I owe him $5 or not? Hamotze mechaveru, olav haraya, I'm considered to be putter, I don't have to pay it off. If it's a mitzvah issue, suffik mitzvah, suffik, I have to pay it off. So what's the halacha here? So a group of Rishonim are fairly clear. There in Bechoros, it's more monetary. It's more monetary, which means that there's a suffix, I don't have to pay it off. Oh, but if it's really a mitzvah, shouldn't I have to pay it off? If it's really a mitzvah, suffix the right to the chumrah. So says Reb Shimon the following idea. Amnam, mehad dekaim on this suffix pidna ben lekula, vade muchach sha mitzvah shal p'diyah mitli tali b'din mamo. Says Reb Shimon the following idea. When is there a mitzvah? The mitzvah only kicks in once there is a monetary chiyuv. It starts as a monetary chiyuv. That once there's a monetary chiyuv, then kicks in a mitzvah, and I have a chiyuv to do both. But so long as we are not sure that there is a monetary chiyuv, there is no mitzvah that you are chayev to fulfill. It could be klape shmaya, you still want to give your slum to the kohen. But Aliba de Emes is a Shimon, not two separate ideas. One is built upon the other, so he suggests. Let's try and discuss what we spoke about tonight. We tried to speak about in Bechor Adam, Pidyon HaBen. We're comparing it to other kinds of Bechoros. We're questioning whether it's more of a regular monetary Chiyav, Chiyav Mammon, that's why the Shliach of Bir HaGra is for sure good. Or is it more of a mitzvah? And if it's a mitzvah, maybe part of it, besides a mitzvah, is similar to Pidyon Petra Chamor. You're actually trying to remove a bit of its Kedusha. Because what that means is the animal, does the child himself really have Kedusha, the Sfarno. Agrikach, you can't work a person who didn't Pidyon Ben. Or others who are going to suggest a little bit differently. We spoke about some Nafkaminas and Reb Shimon. A lot of other questions here. How come a Ben Kohen is Pater? Is it because of you would say don't need it, already have it? Is the pshat that you don't have to do it because it's monetary chiyuv and therefore he doesn't owe money to him? Is it more, it's more of a pidyon idea? Maybe you almost, the Kohen has to be like poda it to himself as some sort of an act to remove kedusha? Those are different kinds of questions that are there. How many people are going to be here next week on Thursday night? Okay, so it looks like we're good at least for, this is not going to be the last, yeah, good day next week. So this is not going to be the Bli Neder. This is not going to be the last week of the Bechoros. We will have one more next week, Be'ezet Hashem. But it has been a pleasure. Those of us that are at the end of our Trumos Bechoros stretch, or some of us at the end of our Orla Bikurim, Taros, whatever stretch, it's been a pleasure. But hopefully, Be'ezet Hashem, next week we'll be able to have one more Shkayach Gas.